Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
600 kids from around the world have gathered in New London, Connecticut to strengthen the international efforts to create and to recreate a healthy world. In a moment, you'll hear from four of them honored as junior board members, kids from Canada, Africa, Iran, and the U.S. They have a message for all the world to hear when we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome back to Wildside News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
We are about to meet four amazing young citizens of the world who have been chosen to represent all the dreams and aspirations of kids around the world for a better and healthier planet. Our four guests today are International Children's Conference junior board members, and this will be Niku Sadat Momanjad, Jay Padeep Shah from Kenya, and by the way, Niku is from Iran, Patrick Simpson is from Canada, and Christian Berkey is from Michigan, and they are working with Lori Polano at the conference. And there's just one little thing. This is called live radio. They've enjoyed the morning out sailing on some of the tall ships, like the Clearwater and others. And we had kind of a tight schedule, and we hoped that this might be possible. And guess what? They're trying to get off the boat right now and make it over to the studio. And we got a promise that if they can get over to the studio before this segment is up, they will definitely be here. And you know what? I really hope that you can hear their voices. I did have a chance to talk with all of these young people, and this is an interesting world we live in, because you know, you look at these kids and they have the whole world, their whole lives ahead of them. And as we now, I'm an adult, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm kind of a young guy in spirit. Anyways, you know, we're looking at the planet, we're saying, gosh, there may be some real problems with global warming, and some people are talking about extinction. Certainly there's problems with water, these are becoming issues, and air pollution. And these kids are coming into the world now, and they're looking at this and they're saying, my God, what are we gonna do? So what's amazing about the International Children's Conference that's been happening out in New London, Connecticut, 600 kids have come from all over. And they're coming together to meet and to talk and to figure out ways to work together in the future to really make a difference. And you know what? This really, really does matter to them, because they're going to be around very likely a lot longer than I am, and most of the listeners here probably. But hopefully they'll be able to get on the show here, because they actually have such terrific messages, and it's great to hear their voices and their perspectives, the things that they've learned, the things that they observe in their own countries. We sit here in the United States, most of my listeners I'm sure are, and we live in a virtual paradise in many respects. It is literally a paradise. I mean, that's part of the message here on the Wildside News, is that this is a paradise. Nature is an amazing place. And so anyways, when you talk to kids from other parts of the world, in Africa, in Iran, in Canada, it's really fascinating to hear their stories about what it is that they think are some of the difficulties in their country. And I may just actually sort of review some of the things that they've talked about. Now, I was going to have as our first guest Jay. Jay is a wonderful young man from Kenya. And his passion, one of the things that he's very concerned about, is the fact that, of course, in Kenya they have some amazing exotic animals. And as a matter of fact, it's a major tourism area where people go and watch the wild animals. And one of the things that concerned him was the fact that these animals are becoming extinct. He mentioned that the white rhino, for example, is gone. And they also have lions and chimpanzees. And of course, we hear about what's happening to their habitats all the time. And so he has hope to be able to make a difference in Kenya, and he's an extremely articulate young man. I hope we'll be able to hear his voice. And he really feels that it's important that, in particular, education begins to happen. And, of course, that's what Jane Goodall's efforts are so much involved in. And make sure, by the way, you go to today's show page, and you can have links to the Jane Goodall Institute, where I think, you know, Jane Goodall has been selected as one of the 9 peacemakers on the planet by Kofi Annan, and it's obvious why. She is truly a dedicated person, and her work for the environment and for animals and for integrity of the living systems is extraordinary, and also her work with children, and in particular, children and peace. So perhaps we'll be able to hear from Jay. Another one of our guests. You know what? I think I've got some great news here. I believe we have our callers, so let's just see what happens here. Okay, this is Sydney Wildsmith with the Wild Side News. Is there someone who can talk to me?
Yeah. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Good.
I was just going to mention your name, and we're going to have to kind of zoom along here. You guys just got in off the boat, I guess, huh?
Yes. There was quite a bit of fog out.
Is that right? Well, Patrick, who else is there? Do we have our 4 people?
Jay is on the phone, and I think Niku and Christian are trying to connect.
Okay, great. Well, Patrick, let's talk with you. Patrick, where are you from?
I'm from Canada, New Brunswick, and Fredericton in New Brunswick.
Okay, and obviously we're going to have to go a little short here and move along. Now, I know that you had some what have you learned while you're at the conference that matters to you?
Well, I learned a lot about reusing and what's not environmentally friendly and what is. And I've also learned a lot of teamwork, actually.
Well, that is actually what we're all trying to do here. That's what the Wild Side News is. And I know that, for example, you were very concerned about the Kyoto protocols.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We're still trying to get a lot of countries to sign it. It would be nice if everyone would, but you know, there are some countries that can't afford to.
Now, you know, as I say, we're unfortunate. There's other things we would love to talk about here. But I also invited all of you to give a message to all the kids in the world. And Patrick, why don't you tell us what you would like to share?
Well, I'd like to say that everyone can make a difference. You may think you can't, but you can.
That's fabulous. Okay. Now, who might be next online here to talk with me?
I think Jay's here.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Now, Jay, let's talk about... Where are you from, Jay?
I'm from Kenya.
And give us your name.
My name is Jay Shaw.
Jay Shaw, okay. Now, in Kenya, as a matter of fact, I was talking about you. I mentioned the fact that you were very concerned about some of the animals in your environment there, in your world. Talk about that briefly.
Okay, there are many animals in Kenya which are getting extinct, like the white rhino, and as Kenya is a tourist attraction, it's famous for its tourists. So if these animals get extinct, then all our tourists will vanish.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have so little time, Jay, we're going to have to push ahead here, but I would like to give you the opportunity to give a message to all the kids in the world who are listening and will listen in the future.
Okay, I would like to tell all the kids in the world that do your best and save this environment, because it's now or never.
That's very, very good. Okay, and so who might else be available now?
It's Christian, I'm here.
Okay, Christian. Christian, where are you from?
I'm from Michigan, United States.
Very good. And what have you enjoyed about the conference so far?
The conference has given me an opportunity to learn from kids around the world and to meet kids around the world, which I think is important in the future to have bonds from all across the continent and the world.
And are you planning to work together into the future?
Yes, I'm planning on that, yes.
What would be your passion as you look into your adulthood?
environmental studies, I think. I think that water right now is a big issue because so many people are dying from clean water. It seems like it's such a basic thing, but it's the vital, it's the most important thing in life.
Well, it certainly is going to become a huge issue, probably more important than oil and everything else. And if you were to give a message to all the kids in the world who are listening now and as well who will listen into the future, what might that be?
I think that as kids we are making a difference, and that all our efforts are making, are helping the Earth be a better place, and that we need to keep doing that.
That's very, very important, and that's absolutely right. And thank you for being on the show here. Okay, and who else do we have on?
Hi, this is Niku from Iran.
Hi, Niku. And Niku, where are you from in Iran?
I'm from Tehran.
Tehran, okay. And what are you? What would you say are some of the concerns that you have about your country and its environment?
Sorry, can you say the same thing?
Yes, I'm sorry. I should speak slower. What are you concerned about in Iran?
Problem. We have the most air pollution, and after that, I think some of the animals are in danger.
And we have just a short time, Niku. What would you like to share with all the kids in the world who are listening now and in the future?
I want to tell them that we have just one Earth, so let's keep it clean and clean for somebody that are living on this Earth. After us.
I couldn't have said it any better, Niku, Jay, Patrick, Christian. Thank you all for being on the Wild Side News. I hope all of your dreams come true. That's what we're here to do on the Wild Side News. Tune in every week.